This is KNKX. When Donald Trump was first campaigning for the presidency in 2016, he didn't spend much time in Washington state. But on one of his two trips here, he came to Linden, a town of just 15,000 people a few miles from the Canadian border.
And I want to thank everybody. I mean, to have this kind of a turnout, where the hell do you all come from? It's true.
The Trump years deepened cultural and political divides between cities and rural communities like Linden. The small city has had some of the loudest opposition in the state to pandemic-related closures, and a counter-protest against the Black Lives Matter movement that drew hundreds of people. But what is driving residents of rural communities and cities to seemingly grow farther apart? KNKX's Bethany Denton spent months getting to know people in Linden, trying to answer that question. This story is the first in a series.
When I was a student at Western Washington University, there was this rumor I heard about a neighboring town. People would say, you know that town Linden just north of here? That's the town the movie Footloose is based on. In truth, Linden did not inspire Footloose, but it did once have a city ordinance banning dancing anywhere that served alcohol. There are reasons for its reputation as a clean-cut, conservative place. That's the view from outside Linden, and it made me want to know how Linden sees itself.
Linden is the only community that I've had that people say hi on the streets. At the very least, they'll meet your eye and give you a, you know, hey, how you doing salute type of a thing, or, you know, tip of the hat type of a deal. So ideal small town America.
Troy Luganbill runs the Linden Pioneer Museum and has spent most of his adult life here. He says there are three major things you need to know about Linden in order to understand the place. First, it's got a lot of churches. Linden has 15,000 people and more than 40 houses of worship in and around town. Many businesses still close on Sundays. Second, it's politically and culturally conservative. The same year that Donald Trump visited, the town won Best Main Street in America. There's a reverence for a certain brand of Americana that people are protective of.
Linden is proud of its friendliness. But, you know, a lot of people will say, well, Linden doesn't let outsiders in. To an extent, that's true. You know, if you're moving into Linden and suddenly expect that you're going to walk in and say, well, we need to do this, this, and this, and change stuff, Linden's very resistant to that kind of change.
And third, you've got a lot of farmers.
I always wanted to be a farmer. Always. I mean, I don't even know how many generation Whatcom County farmer.
Ben Ellenboss grew up in Linden and sits on the Whatcom County Council. When I asked people who's a prominent member of the community to get in touch with, Ben's name came up over and over again. He's also a cattle farmer. I watched him take blood samples to do DNA testing on newborn calves. From the DNA, he can tell things like how marbled their beef is going to be.
He's such a nice cow.
Oh my goodness.
Look how handsome he is. He's so big.
From Ben's perspective, the urban-rural divide comes down to the fact that most people are disconnected from agriculture, a major industry in Whatcom County. 100 years ago, more than half of Americans were farmers, or at least grew their own food. Now only about 10% of Americans work in agriculture. In Whatcom County, that's more like 3%, even though Whatcom County is one of the top producers of raspberries and blueberries in the United States. And because of that disconnect, Ben says, city dwellers vilify farmers as ecologically destructive.
We are told that we can either have agriculture or we can have clean water. We can't have both. We can either have industry or we can have clean air. We can't have both. But I think to those of us who actually do some of this stuff, you know, who are out here producing the things that people need every day, our reality is that we can.
So that's one version of this story. The urban-rural divide is mainly about economics. Some people are in touch with where our food or energy comes from, and others aren't. And that's created misunderstanding and resentment between different communities. Ben sees a lot of this misunderstanding coming from a city just 15 miles south of Linden, Bellingham. That's where the university is, where I went to school. If Linden can be caricatured as your typical conservative farming town, then Bellingham might be caricatured as your typical crunchy liberal college town full of old hippies and student activists. It's common for people to frame Bellingham as Linden's foil, and vice versa.
Both very passionate cities, full of people that want to do good. But I think when someone in Linden says I'm tolerant and I love my neighbor, I see that more. And I think when someone in Bellingham says I'm tolerant and I love my neighbor, and then I'm getting screamed at in the next breath. And maybe that's just because they classify me as someone from Linden, right?
Ben's views are in line with how a lot of residents see their town. as welcoming, down to earth, a refuge from some of the tense Trump-era political debates they see playing out in cities like Bellingham. But other people say your view of Lyndon depends on whether you're considered an insider or an outsider. Marco Daniel used to feel like an insider. He's originally from Mexico and used to travel to Lyndon to work the berry harvest before moving here in 1986. Marco told me that just a few years ago, he would have agreed that Lyndon was a welcoming place.
Back in the day, believe it or not, it wasn't like it is right now. There was not that polarization, that political thing. It wasn't like that. No, absolutely not. We were welcome everywhere we went as Latinos. It's not like now. Now is different. After Trump came into office, things changed.
The way Marco sees it, Trump's presidency changed Lyndon. It's not that Trump invented racism. Whatcom County, where Lyndon is, has its own history of white supremacy movements. In fact, as recently as 1994, somebody burned a cross in front of a home where many Latino farm workers lived, just outside of Lyndon. But Marco thinks that Trump did make racism socially acceptable. Marco says he notices more harsh stares in the grocery store and fields more suspicious questions about his immigration status and nationality. I think back to the things that Troy told me, the three things that make Lyndon, Lyndon: farming, conservatism, faith. And in many ways, those things describe Marco. He was a farm worker for decades, and he's always admired Lyndon's commitment to tradition. He even translates local church services to a Spanish-speaking congregation. Marco says when people talk about the urban-rural divide, he wants them to remember that the word rural is not a stand-in for white people. It means him, too.
It's just this urban-rural thing. That rural America's white. No, it's not.
There is no one story about the source of the urban-rural divide. Where you feel that divide can depend on who you are.
That story from KNKX's Bethany Denton is the first in our series Divided Together, about the urban-rural divide. It's funded by a grant from Election SOS. Tomorrow, we'll hear about a clash over racial justice in Lyndon and how it took unexpected turns in this conservative town.